Hello and welcome to the Cognitive Urbanism Podcast. Hi, my name is Justin Hollander and I'm a professor of urban planning at Tufts University. Really happy to have you join for this episode. For those of you who are loyal subscribers and listeners, first of all, I have to start off and apologize. It's been a pretty busy time for me, so I have not been able to do one of these. Also, I started a Substack. So I mean, that's part of my excuse is that I've been also using Substack and posting there occasionally some updates and news and stuff. So maybe kind of taking a little bit of pressure off of the podcast. But I think that this medium still is important. And so here I am, happy to provide another episode and give you an update on some stuff that's going on. And, you know, I think for me, one of the most exciting things going on is personally, this coming semester, I'm going to be teaching a course, which I started a couple of years ago, called Real Estate Development and Planning. And so what happened was I started this class, and as I'm kind of thinking about the class and writing up my notes for what's going to be covered, looking for a book, I'm realizing there is no perfect book. And as I'm writing up my notes, I'm realizing I'm writing a book. So I ended up actually writing the textbook for the class. Though I even started the class without that textbook, I was able to cobble together other readings. So this new book is called Buildings for People. So you may have heard of a Danish architect planner whose name is Jan Gehl. By some measures, the most famous urban planner, urban designer alive today, globally, very influential. So he wrote a few books. The most famous is called Cities for People. So Jan Gehl made an argument that we have the evidence of what it takes to design places for people, to draw on psychology and biometrics and evidence to create places that people want to be in. And that's really about shaping the public realm and transportation and architecture. Man, what a big hit that book was, and that's really been a guide for urban planners and designers and architects globally in trying to create not so much human spaces, but humane spaces. So in approaching this course, I really, on the one side, you know, I teach in a department, urban environmental policy and planning, and students come to my program at Tufts because they're interested in pursuing a professional graduate degree, preparing them for practice. And I really felt that there was a gap in our offerings. I felt like we do a lot in helping the students follow their dreams and aspire to making important change in the world. We have a slogan, educating practical visionaries. And so what happens is a lot of the ideas that the students learn about are really aspirational and don't really relate so much to the general population. So in helping to bridge that disconnect with the real world that they all end up joining when they graduate and get amazing jobs, I thought a course that really just kind of offered that perspective of the capital markets, of Wall Street, of real estate developers, so that when my students are kind of part of that shaping of the built environment, they understand what they're dealing with. No pressure to join that other side and, you know, be part of that, those businesses, those industries. But to understand, you know, how they think and what role they play in shaping the built environment. And so kind of starting from this Jan Gehl inspired place, I thought I want to write a book that really focuses on the experience of people living there, living in these places. Because you can easily start a book like that with the internal rate of return or a pro forma financial analysis. a quote from some famous Wall Street banker, right? You can start all of those places, but I don't want to do that. I want to start with people. I want to start from that perspective and try and understand from that perspective, how do we create places that people want to be in, that people will thrive in, that will address fundamental inequities and injustices in society? What does that look like? And how does the current modus operandi in our democratic capitalist system, how does that jive? So that was the intention. I was really fortunate that in the first time I taught that class, that one of my students was just amazing, and I invited her to join me as a co-author. That's Nicole Stevens. And over the last several years, her and I have been writing this book, and just came out a few months ago, so I'm really excited about that. So the book really goes through some of that, first of all, the kind of context and history of real estate development, the different approaches to try to address fundamental injustices in society and what role housing and community development have played in that. And then to really step back and recognize that there are different ways to build places. Excuse me. So one way to build places is to put blinders up and not consider at all those kinds of social and environmental and broader economic forces, and really just focus on real estate development as just any other business, just like, you know, building widgets. So I'm offering, Nicole and I in this book, a framework to be able to approach real estate development with that broader lens, what used to be kind of thought of as like corporate social responsibility, and today is much more of about a kind of an impact investing lens and really thinking about how choices around the building of structures, real estate development, can intersect with larger planning processes that can address those kinds of needs in a community and be proactive and create sustainable, just societies well into the future. So the book is organized around different topics that real estate development has to think about, starting with a lot of the kind of financial issues. What does it take to kind of make the numbers work? But also kind of, you know, exploring site selection, site analysis, urban design, urban planning, architecture, landscape architecture, construction. And so my hope is that this book will be useful not only for my class, which I'll be teaching in the spring 2024 semester, but here at Tufts, but also just for practitioners and for students at, you know, other locations who are trying to get into this field. So, you know, I'm really happy to have a chance to kind of talk to you about this, and you know, love to get any input or feedback after you've listened to this podcast episode, and you know, encourage you to check out the book. You know, hopefully it should be available in your local library or at least your local university library. And I look forward to connecting again soon. Have a nice one.